Three out of five marshals, including Marshal Mikhail Tukhachevsky, chief of staff of the Red Army, who was executed in 1937 for treason, nearly all army and corps commanders, the majority of divisional and brigade commanders, and half of regimental commanders, suffered as a result of Stalin's attempt to consolidate his authority. Obsolete equipment. The procurement of new weaponry and equipment also suffered during this period. Although the Soviets had thousands of tanks, the vast majority of them were obsolete, with less than 2,000 being the modern KV-1s and T-34s. Moreover, although by June 1941, the Red Army had 21 mechanized corps, each consisting of two tank divisions and one motorized infantry division, they were poorly trained and lacked vital but basic equipment such as radios and lorries, as well as effective air support. Indeed, of the 9,500 Soviet aircraft stationed in European Russia, the majority of them, just like the armor, were obsolete. The crisis in the armed forces reached its height in the Winter War with Finland, from November 1939 to March 1940, during which the Red Army suffered 49,000 dead and 158,000 wounded. Stalin's purges, therefore, not only damaged the morale of the armed forces in the Soviet Union, but also resulted in them losing the ability to apply their initiative, rendered them incapable of carrying out the sophisticated fighting method.